Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
A glorious day, Ben, in Hawaii. It's going to be partly sunny, scattered showers, and that's going to just hold throughout the day. The trades are with us, 15 to 20 miles per hour. A little protection for the plantation course. Just so you know, when you get out there and play, you're going to have a great day on the course. It's 53 degrees volcano, and I'll say it again. I hope they find someone to operate Volcano as a golf course. Makalei has an 836 and a 1010. You'll be up country on the Big Island. It's on the Kona side. It's a beautiful golf course. Poipu, another beautiful golf course where the Leo Manao Philam group is out, and they're playing. Have a great time, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 910, a 110 if you'd like to get out there. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 920, Bayview 1110, Makaha East 840, Wailea has an 1140 on the gold, a 140 on the emerald, and a 940 on the blue course if you'd like to get out and play a round of golf, which, of course, we'd all like to do. Right about now, let's just all go. We'll just have... Wait a minute. We need to talk with some... I've got some really great guests this morning. We're going to be talking with a Finnish golf course shaper, Jeff Karsner, and the senior editor and writer for Golf Digest is with us. That's what we're going to talk about. Todd Lehner, he started off in San Diego. We're going to be talking about Andrew Makovsky, Chief Revenue Officer. Moonshine Golf is something he came up with. He's the CRO for Gilson Snowboard and Ski Company. He's got some really great things to look at. I'm talking about gear. Dwight Lynn, Advanced PRP and Cellular Treatment Specialist for Arthritis, Sports, and Orthopedic Injuries. This is something where your body does the work. I want that. David Havens is president of the Aloha Section PGA, founder too of Spare for Change. He's got a fundraiser for the Aloha Section Foundation, and boy, we're going to talk to him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood, ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
David Havens, PGA. He's been the Aloha Section PGA Junior Golf Leader, the Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Professional of the Year, and he's the founder of Spare for Change. You've heard him on the show. He's over at the Havens Experience at Maui Nui, and he is president of the Aloha Section PGA. David Havens, PGA, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. It's really quite spectacular this morning. Just the sky looks wonderful, at least on the south shore of Oahu. Probably a little bit more, you know, drizzly up country. But David,
yeah.
You're doing something that I haven't heard of anybody doing before. First off, you're raising money for the Aloha Section PGA Foundation. And tell us how you're going to go about doing that.
Well, this is normally the time of year I do my 100 Holes fundraiser for Spare for Change. And in lieu of the fact it's been tough to fundraise traditionally how we do it the last couple of years in Hawaii, I thought maybe I would share what I do and make it something that raises money for our foundation, because the section can use some help. It's one of those things to where you have to have enough money to hear yes sometimes. And for us, for example, I want to do the Teaching Coaching Summit. Okay, that's not always a huge money maker, and we haven't done it for a couple of years, and I really want to bring that back. I also want to do concept called play dates, nine-hole events where we all get together on each respective island to where we can have nine holes and then have fellowship afterwards to reconnect. My biggest thing in my time during presidency is to get people back together, talk about what's good, that's great, good, great, and different in the Aloha section, what we can do better, all the things that are going great at their facility, how can we make things better, and what their experiences are moving forward the next couple years. The 500 holes came about.
500 holes?
So when I was thinking, going back to what I was saying about my 100 holes, I thought, well, maybe I can do something that helps the Aloha Section PGA Foundation when I do my 100 holes. And I thought, why don't we do 100 holes on each island in 5 days? And that's how the Spare Aloha was born, because the is the Havens experience. Spare is for spare for change. Aloha is just how we live our lives. 500 holes is what we're going to do. So I've got a course on each island. I'm going to start on Kauai and Kukui'ula, and I want to give a shout-out to those guys for saying yes and to the following. Turtle Bay said yes. They think it's a great idea. Hawalalai on day three. Day four will be at the King Kamehameha Golf Club on Maui, and day five will be on the island of Lanai at Manele. So I hope my large frame can make it 500 holes.
Wow. Well, how do you usually feel after 100 holes of golf?
I need a nap. I have to tell you, 47's been tough on me. But I know I can do it. I've done 100 holes a few times. I've built the game plan. I've already set up how I'm going to go about doing it. But it's, I think if we get everyone involved in how I'm going to do it with the section members and associates, everyone's going to get involved. There's a video that will be going on to the section website today explaining exactly what I'm talking about.
Excellent.
Because I want to get everyone back involved. Every member at Wailai, every member at Maui Nui, associate, everyone get involved. Talk to the people that they teach and they interact with each day. It's something to where the Aloha Section PGA, they need a little help. We have our classic fundraiser, classic scramble, May 23rd, where people can buy teams, golf clubs can buy teams to help support the section. But we need a little more of a boost this year. And I think this will be, I know that it's going to be tough sledding trying to get everyone involved, but it's a starting point. And you know me from the past. I just need a starting point. I'm trying to get people inspired to do more with less.
It's wonderful. So. So let's say someone's listening and they want to get involved. They want to support what you're doing. So how do we get involved to help you play those 100 holes of golf, donating to the cause?
So you'll speak to your local golf club, or you can contact the Aloha Section PGA, or I'm happy for you to write to me. My email address, you can write to mauihavens@gmail.com. That's mauihavens@gmail.com. And let me know if you're interested, because people have to support golf just like they did right now golf is really booming. The years where Tiger Woods first came out, golf is really booming. Shortly thereafter, there was a downturn, and we didn't cultivate what we had, because we thought it would just keep growing, and it didn't. And I don't want this, what's happened in the last 2 years where golf's really booming and people found the time to play golf. I want to figure out how to keep them interested. And the Aloha Section PGA is the parent. And how we do things will help them play more golf and enjoy the game more.
Now, someone said to me the other day, when we were talking about the first tee, Hawaii, and the HSJGA at the Alawai, I want a first tee for grown-ups. So when you're talking about the foundation and getting people coming together, you folks do a lot of lessons when there is like the Sony Open of the Century. You volunteer your time to give free 10-minute lessons. And the foundation gets involved in bringing people together in the game. Give us an example of one of the things that the foundation would do to bring people together.
Well, it's just like you were talking about. At the Sony this year, hopefully somebody that's listening saw what we were doing at the Sony, where we were doing the 10-minute lessons for free with PGA members and associates. That kind of shows people what we can offer to the public. It's for example, we have guys that came from Golf Tech. We had Bill and Jason. Jason Diger, who was our Teacher of the Year this past year, he teaches at Golf Tech. People got to see firsthand what he does because they may not know Jason exists. They may not see his advertisement. But when they get 10 minutes with him, they see that he's outstanding at what he does. And that's one of the things we want to get out there is we have experts in the game here in Hawaii, people that come and visit. We want them to know that we know what we're doing. We have great resources, great people, and going back to the foundation, we have drive, chip, and putt. Shout out to Wes, who moves 1,000 pounds of equipment to each of the islands during the time we do drive, chip, and putt, because we go to 4 islands to make that happen. Shipping and moving all that stuff is not free. We have to figure out how to come up with money outside of what we're given from National. To make things happen, we have different challenges in Hawaii to make day-to-day operations happen. So,
well, you just opened up a whole new viewpoint for us to really understand what the Aloha Section PGA does. For instance, drive, chip, putt, or the children's golf day, the kids' golf day that we used to do. Is that going to come back, do you think?
Yes.
Oh, good.
And it's been successful, and there's an option that's pending October 15th. It's Hawaii Family Golf Day, and it will be statewide to where Spare for Change, my nonprofit, it helps out kids and adults. And I think the adults get forgotten about, and going back to your point, where you want to have something for the kids or you want to have something for the adults, like the kids.
Yeah.
Hawaii Family Golf Day is the same. At Kaanapali for years and at Kahili, whenever we had junior golf day there, I made sure that all the kids had clubs, and then the parents, if they didn't play, I gave them clubs as well. And it's the same recipe I use at Sony. When we make clubs for kids there, we make sure that the parents have clubs if they want.
That's awesome.
Because if the parents play, the kids will play more.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference, because a lot of these are the parents, and this is a group that we're getting back into, the lapsed golfer. Someone that's had kids, has stopped playing for a lot of years because they have kids and they haven't gotten back into it. I want to help fix that disconnect. So do the other members in this section, the teachers, because there are a lot of people out there that played golf as kids. When we went to college or they started having kids, they stopped for whatever reason. Time was a big issue. But now we know that golf can be enjoyed at the driving range, just going out to chip and putt. Just being outside is healthy and a great option in this world.
Yeah, just playing 9 holes frees you up, makes you feel so good. Oh, this is great. Okay, this is David Havens when he talks about Spare for Change. The Spare, some golf club that's never used anymore, is given to Spare for Change, where David will go and cut it down, make it fit you, which is wonderful. It takes the mystery out of what am I supposed to select. You get an idea of the kind of club. And then for change is changing the person, getting them out, getting them involved. And it's a lot of fun. But this fundraiser, this 500 holes of golf, 500 holes of golf at Kukui'ula, Turtle Bay, Hualalai, King Kamehameha, and Manele Bay, This is something that David Havens is doing. David Havens, PGA, and the president of the Aloha section, getting out there on his own, doing making 100 holes of golf every day for 5 days, and then flying in between. This just amazing. If you'd like to get involved, mauihavens@gmail.com is where you could get in touch with David, or you can go
to my personal email. Yes, please write to me, or you can speak to the, or you can go online at aspga.org. That's the Aloha Section PGA site.
Okay, so all these different options, okay? And you can get involved. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, and thanks for doing what you do for golf. You make golf better.
Oh,
we appreciate
you. And I appreciate you. You make golf better. We're all working together here. That's awesome. And we'll talk again before. When is this all going to start, by the way? I forgot to ask you for the start dates.
Oh, so that's a good question. March 21st is when I'm going to start. March 21st is the Monday. We'll be on the island of Kauai, and we're going to start from there.
Awesome.
And hopefully we make it home from Lanai on the 25th.
Maybe they'll give you a room over there and you can just crash.
Yeah. You'll hear a lot more from this. There'll be a lot of information sent out, but I wanted to start with you. You're one of my favorites in golf, so thank you, Danielle, for your time.
Thank you, and you'll be on the show again before March 21st to see how things are rolling along so we can keep it rolling and succeeding. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Aloha.
Danielle, thank you. Aloha.
Okay, we're going to come back. And we've got so many wonderful different people on the show today. And this gentleman is a doctor, Dwight Lynn, MD, and advanced PRP and cellular treatment specialist. Now, we always think of this as being like, woo, we're going to find out what it's all about for arthritis, for sports, orthopedic injuries, so it's non-invasive. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
A Cornell University graduate who worked at the National Institutes of Health before graduating from Harvard Medical School in Philadelphia, the Hanneman First Medical School in Philadelphia. Then he completed his specialty residency at Harvard Medical School. A Dwight Lynn, MD, advanced PRP and cellular treatment specialist, arthritis, sports, and orthopedic injuries, Honolulu Magazine's top doctors list for 6 years in a row. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I need to talk to you about how you got involved in something that a lot of us think is almost like science fiction, because you're talking about getting the body to do something that it's not doing automatically. We think the body just heals itself. Body, heal thyself, you know? But you're working on a cellular level. Tell us, what is PRP advanced PRP, and cellular treatment?
Well, PRP actually stands for platelet-rich plasma, and the platelets are cell fragments that are in our blood. We all have platelets in our blood, and when we get a cut on the skin, the platelets are what stop us from bleeding. And so if you think about the last time you had a cut in your hand, you know, the platelets stop the bleeding, and then a scab forms, and then about a week or so later, the scab falls off, and your skin's healed up. And so what turns out is the platelets not only stop the bleeding, but they release growth factors and cytokines. These are signaling proteins that turn on the healing process. So for about 10, 15 years now, a number of physicians that specialize in this sort of thing, we've been looking at how can we use those cytokines, those signaling proteins, to speed up the healing process. So instead of using, you know, a typical cortisone injection to simply reduce pain, which is just temporary, you know, how do we take what the body is using to heal already and concentrate it, you know, where the actual damage is? And so I think a lot of people were watching Tiger Woods back in 2008. I think he had an ACL injury, and, you know, he's had a, you know, a spectrum of injuries since then, not only for his back, but, you know, a number of athletes and golfers have been looking at these options as a safer way to heal than just getting cortisone shots over and over again.
Yes. In fact, at some point, many of them were traveling to Germany because they were doing some very advanced work. Was that PRP?
Yes, actually, that was a technique where the doctors in Germany were using a protocol where they take the blood, and it would take several hours to process and basically break open those platelets and extract those proteins. And so that was a kind of a lengthy procedure, and it turns out the particular protein they were using is still present in your platelets. You know, in the U.S., United States, our FDA, our government, tends to regulate these things, so it's very safe for us all. And so in terms of regulatory issues, there are certain things that we abide by to make sure everything we use, these platelets and cellular treatments, is done, you know, up to code, that it's sterile,
right,
that it's only your own cells. And so what's happened over the past 10, 15 years now is you don't have to go abroad for this. Many physicians in the U.S., I think it's pretty much become commonplace in an established orthopedic sports medicine clinic that, you know, golfers are being offered this type of thing as an option or alternative to cortisone, or even in a lot of cases, surgery. So I think for most folks who aren't aware of it, you know, it just starts with, when you do talk to your doctor, you know, just understanding what the diagnosis is and making sure you're asking your doctor to talk about, wait, what are my choices? What are my options here?
Yeah. No, this covers ankle problems, degenerative spine and disc disease, degenerative and inflammatory arthritis, elbow and hand problems, hip problems, shoulder problems. Okay, a lot of us have, because as you get older, things degenerate, degenerative disc disease and spine issues. So you're saying that this could actually heal that problem?
So what we're trying to do is basically take the cells our body already sends in when we get injured, concentrate them, and then put them where the problem is. So most folks, when they do have a painful issue, you know, they see their pain doctor, they might get a medication to control the pain or a cortisone shot just to take the swelling down. But what we need to do is take a step back and understand, well, why is that knee so painful? Well, if it's because there's loss of the cartilage or meniscus tear, how can we get those tears to heal? If it is a rotator cuff tear, instead of putting cortisone, which is only going to take the swelling down but not really help it heal, can we put cells in there that are going to accelerate or stimulate the healing process? And that's really where the difference is now, that instead of simply controlling pain, we're trying to understand, okay, well, what is the damage that's causing the pain? Let's try and repair that damage.
Well, that's so
exciting. I think, yes, it's a big,
it's a real shift. It's a real paradigm shift. And, you know, for golfers who struggle with knee pain and back pain, I think for a lot of folks, it's really easy to just try and push through for a while, you know? And so what I've encountered for a lot of golfers is that it's hard sometimes to get your doctor to slow down and get the questions answered. And your doctor, you know, should do a careful evaluation that includes talking to you to understand, you know, the mechanism of how and why this is giving your knee or your back, you know, why is it making it painful, but also taking time to do a thorough physical examination. I think that's the other thing that I think a lot of us, you know, live in the U.S. now, doctors are very busy, but, you know, to get these treatments done correctly, you do need a careful physical examination. And sometimes it's hard to find a doctor who's going to slow down to do that, but a good sports or regenerative medicine doc who does use platelet therapy or cellular therapy, which is related to stem cells, is going to take time to do that careful evaluation.
So if this works, does it always work, or is it kind of, you know, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't?
So the best studies, the best data right now, Danielle, is actually on knee arthritis. And there is a preponderance of evidence showing that, yes, platelets are a good option. It's not a magic fix. I got to make that very clear. This is not a magic, you know, like magical pixie dust. We sprinkle it over and suddenly everyone's better. It really depends on the degree of damage. And it depends on your doctor being able to deliver those cells and platelets to the right place.
Wow.
And so the other thing that's happened and why we refer to it as advanced advanced platelet-rich plasma therapy is because we are able to concentrate those platelets depending on medical history, age, and degree of damage. So in the past, where doctors would say, whether you're 17 or 47 or 77, everyone got the same dosage of platelets. We're using a lab system now. Doctors who are really focused in the field are able to adjust the concentration based on your specific need.
Wow.
And that is changing, I think, how our research is done on it. You know, I think before there was a lot of controversy. Does it work? Doesn't it work? But we really need to take a look at two things, which is, what concentration are we using of those platelets, and how are we making sure the platelets are going to the right place? And so, you know, I know for a lot of golfers, if they are having trouble with their back, for example, you know, we need to understand, is it truly a disc problem, or is it one of the small joints? Is it arthritis in the back? Is it a muscle, a ligament injury in the back? Each one of those structures works differently in terms of generating power through your swing. So if you're having back pain, it's really important your doctor is able to take a close look, not just, hey, what does the MRI show, but match that up with a careful examination of your body to understand where the actual damage is.
This is such an eye-opener for so many of us. Is it covered by insurance?
You know, the consultations and evaluations are, and quite a few insurances, work comp insurances in Hawaii are starting to cover these procedures. What's amazing, I know you have listeners all over the country, internationally, Danielle, is that on the mainland, there's I think over 200 self-insured employers, insurance companies that cover these types of procedures now. So I think it's really become something where only elite athletes were able to get it, but now it's evolved over the past 10 years where a lot of folks, their insurance company is starting to cover it. But again, you have to ask.
Right.
You have to be aggressively asking your doctor about it.
Well, that's where it all starts, doesn't it? You know, I mean, you if you don't have to go to the doctor all the time because of the pain issues and all this stuff, you can not necessarily get fixed. It's like you said, it's not magic dust, but you can get to the point where, to me, the pain is one thing, but the mobility, the stuff that you can't do because of the issue, whatever it may be, is so limiting and so depressing, you know, for people who are accustomed to be able to do something, and then all of a sudden they can't, and that was their happy place. You've taken away their happy place. It's almost like there's a possibility of at least getting closer to being more mobile because of this. And if you push the insurance companies and say, hey, ultimately it could cost you less if you give us this, that would be cool. So asking the question, and maybe if more of us do not think that it's, you know, above us, it's right there in front of us. Dr. Dwight Lin is his name. He's right here in Hawaii. He's advanced PRP and cellular treatment specialist, arthritis, sports, orthopedic injuries, Honolulu Magazine's top doctors list for 6 years in a row. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk again, right?
Oh, absolutely, Danielle.
Excellent.
So thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's a pleasure talking with you, and you've opened up some major doors for all of us, and I can't wait to go deeper. Aloha.
Aloha, Danielle.
Coming back, we're going to go into the world of, well, the moonshine golf. You know, and I heard that, I went, moonshine golf. Is that where we all go out during the moon, you know, full moon, and in the shine, and we play golf? Or are we all going out and getting old tipsy while we're playing golf? Okay, we're going to talk with the man behind Moonshine Golf, Andrew Makovsky, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Moonshine golf. You know, it made me wonder if we're, as I said, going to go play golf in the moonshine, or if we're going to go get a little tipsy having a little moonshine while we're playing golf. Andrew Makovsky, Chief Revenue Officer for Gilson Snowboard and Ski Company, but he's got his own company now. It's called Moonshine Golf. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Welcome into the clubhouse, Andrew.
Thanks a lot for having me, Danielle. Excited to be here.
It was really quite, you know, I had to go, what is Moonshine Golf all about? So you've got some really cool gear.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you know what? Golf has always been a huge part of me and my best buddies' lives, although we played competitively in other sports. Golf's just always what we did for fun. And as we got older, I think you get to love the game even more for a lot of reasons, but one of the which is that you can play with all different generations. It's a game you can play with your parents and grandparents and kids and grandsons and granddaughters. And it's just such a cool game. And we've always wanted to do something in the space and felt like there never was a golf company that really represented who we were growing up in rural New York and
spending time in Colorado and central Pennsylvania. And so, you know, at the bottom of it, München Golf, a company that makes golf apparel, wants to be more inclusive for people that really like the outdoors. So we wanted to make things that you could wear on the course and then easily, you know, go for a hike or go fishing or hit up the local pub. And that's really what Moonshine's about.
I love that that you've got fishing. You know, in Hawaii, fishing and golf, it's like everybody's doing either two of them.
That's right. Sometimes at the same time, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, look at that. I mean, Mark Rolfing's on the show frequently, and he's during the Sony Open, he's right offshore of the Wailea Country Club, which is a reef area, and he just can go out there and get up to the knee high, you know, and do a little fishing over there and then come in and be on the show or go on Golf Channel and do, you know, what he does so well.
I love it.
Yes. What was that fish that you caught? You sent me a photo. It's huge. Is that a bass?
Yeah, we were down in Orlando for the PGA merchandise show, which was the first year, which had been around for a little over a year now. So this was, last year was the COVID virtual year. And so this was our first year down at the PGA show, which is a lot of fun getting to meet a bunch of great people in the industry. And stayed a couple days afterwards and went on out on Lake Toho, which is just a little bit south of Orlando and Kissimmee. And so, yes, that was a largemouth bass, and that was a blast of a day out there catching largemouth all day long.
All day long? You mean it wasn't hard?
You know what? When you have a guy that knows where the fish are, it makes it a lot easier. Some would say it's cheating, but I would say it's using some local knowledge to our advantage.
Local knowledge. It works every time, right? I mean, that's
right.
That's right. That's awesome. Okay, so you've got great gear for golfers and fishermen on your site. And I never thought that I would see, I really like those sleeved shirts that you say they're for fishermen. Why? They look like they're like a soft flannel. What is the material?
Yeah, so, you know, we really wanted to take some of the concepts from the outdoor industry. And one of those is really protection from the sun. So being over in Hawaii, you really understand that protecting yourself from the sun's rays is something that's important. And I started wearing, probably a few years back, I started wearing those long sleeves, sometimes like the Columbia PFG style, fishing shirts on the golf course. And I'd wear them with the sleeves down. And it kind of seems a little counterintuitive sometimes that you'd be wearing a long sleeve shirt when it's a real hot day, but keeping the sun off you, not only does it protect your skin, but it also keeps you cooler because you don't have the sun's rays on you. So, you know, in the fishing and outdoor industry, that's something that a lot of people already know. But in golf, surprisingly, you just don't see too much design in that perspective. So we took a page out of the outdoor playbook, and we offered in our what we call our Ozark, which is our hybrid outdoor golf fishing shirt, and it's a button-up, really light, breathable material that we do in two colorways here for this first initial run, and yeah, frankly, it's my favorite thing to wear golfing for all those reasons.
I get it, and they're getting so good, the people who create fabrics, of making it. I don't know how to describe. Sun won't come through as easily. You get some protection.
Certainly, yeah. The UPF and SPF protection that the folks that are designing these fabrics and garments, it's truly incredible. So, you know, we've made a lot of advances in things, and that's one of the things that we're proud of in the lineup.
Yeah, and I like for the women. Some of the T-shirts are really nice. I love the fact that you've got the V-neck shirt. So it's not V, it's a gentle V, and it's shapely. So you're not, yes.
Yeah, I think, Daniel, I think that, you know, we just, it's all about feeling good when you're doing whatever you're doing. And both with on-course and off-course apparel, I think it's just, you know, it's funny, you look around the industry in golf, and I think that one of the biggest problems that we're all trying to address is, you know, how do we get more people out there enjoying a game that we love so much, whether it's kids or folks that are later in life. And I made a full-time move here to central Pennsylvania, and, you know, in conversations with people, just talking about golf and if they get out there, I was surprised at how many people would say, the barrier to entry was not knowing what to wear.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was wild. And they said, yeah, I don't have any clothes that I could wear on the course. And I think that, you know, that stems from a problem of just having something that they could feel comfortable in. And I think that there's a balance between respecting the not only the history of the game, and I think there's a balance between that and also being comfortable on the course. So, you know, we try to toe that balance in all the things that we do and make gear that people could say, you know, I feel good in this and I feel like myself and I can go play golf and then I could do the rest of my day without having to run home and get changed into something different. And that's really, you know, one of the things that we're about here at Moonshine.
Yeah, we've come a long way, Andrew. This is great. So you've got some really nice polos. I love the hoodies, the zip-up hoodies. I like, you know, they don't make enough of them for women. And
yeah.
And then I came across the dirt tee.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, one of the things that we love is, you know, we love the outdoors. We love hiking and fishing and hunting. And country music is a big part of Moonshine Golf as well. We've got a few folks that are singer-songwriters involved in the company and quite a few people in that community. As you probably know, the singer-songwriter community in Nashville is just, you know, as in love with golf as anything. And so it's been really neat getting connected down there. And I don't know, the dirt was just a riff on a lot of things going on right now. Obviously, the golf meaning of, you know, so much that stems from what we do starts in the dirt. We've got some, you know, part of our buddies trip that we've been doing for now 16 years. We've got a few people that work in the industry, whether they're designing courses or superintendents of courses. But, you know, there's so much that starts from the dirt and the grass and you know, the implications of land. And I think there's just a lot of neat meetings. And as a company that's not afraid to get a little bit dirty and take themselves too seriously, it seemed like a fun little riff on what we're doing.
That's great. That's perfect. And it's so important for, you know, when you're looking through it now, you know, for folks listening, when you go look at the dirt tee, you'll know what it means. That's great. Okay. So you've got two websites, and, you know, we've just been watching the Winter Olympics, and love skiing. We've got some pretty good skiing at the top of Mauna Kea occasionally, you know, and there is actually
I've heard that.
Yeah, Ski Hawaii. There's actually a Ski Hawaii club here. Great board, skis, gear. But when I went to the gear part, there's more options there that are really cool, too. So, you know, are you part of the decision maker on that side about what goes in the gear section?
Yeah, I mean, my background is I had a career in corporate America, working for a large software company, and I jumped into the startup world 10 or so years ago. And eventually, when my wife and I moved to Pennsylvania, we bumped into, we were at a beer fest in town, and my wife said, "Oh my gosh, Gilson is here." And I said, "What's a Gilson?" And she said, "Oh, it's this company that makes snowboards right down the road in rural Pennsylvania." And I said, "Wow, I've never heard of that." My wife and I are big skiers and snowboarders. We spent a dozen years in Colorado. And so when we got to know these folks on the team, they're just doing such cool things, organically growing a company that employs rapid manufacturing of snowboards and skis, handcrafted in central Pennsylvania, taking, you know, locally grown Pennsylvania poplar and a super local supply chain and turning that into skis and snowboards to ship all over the world. It was just such a cool idea, and getting to know the folks on that team eventually came on board as a sort of investor advisor. And then when we got out of the last company, came on board as a partner there. So have been helping run Gilson Snowboard and Ski Company for the last few years. And it's just been such a blast working in that industry. And just like golf, it's just, you know, when you're just so passionate about what you do, it makes it a joy to wake up and get to work. And so fast forward from their early days of literally building snowboards in a donkey stable next to an actual donkey, to being the fastest growing ski and snowboard company in the world. It's been a wild ride, but yeah, that's that's, I would say, my day job, of course, and moonshine being a labor of love and passion that I have, always wanting to work in golf.
Far out. That's cool. Thank you for the donkey.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, we've got some fun photos and videos from the early days of seeing a CNC machine moving and making a snowboard while there's a donkey right next to it.
That is wonderful. Andrew, say your last name for me.
Makowski.
Okay.
Yeah,
Andrew Makowski, Chief Revenue Officer for Gilson Snowboard and Ski Company, and he's got his own. It's called Moonshine Golf. You got to go to Moonshine Golf. Is it moonshinegolf.com? I forgot to write it down.
That's it, yep.
Moonshinegolf.com. See, it's so easy, and you'll have so much fun. Thank you, Andrew. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Fun chatting with you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got a gentleman, Todd Leonard, and he started off in San Diego because that's where he grew up. And now he's with Golf Digest, senior editor and writer, Golf Digest. His name is Todd Leonard. And there's somebody else who grew up in San Diego, and I thought it would be interesting to find out. He's been covering Phil Mickelson for a long, long time. We're going to have to get some insight from him about what in the world is going on. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Before we bring Todd Leonard in, senior editor and writer, Golf Digest magazine, let me kind of set the table just a little bit. Brooks Koepka, not one to be shy with commentary, said simply, "I'm happy with the PGA Tour. I think everybody out here is happy. Mickelson can think whatever he wants to think. He can do whatever he wants to do. I think everybody out here is happy." Today, Phil Mickelson has pretty much blown up all of his main sponsors, including his lifetime relationship with Callaway. So after Mickelson apologized for his choice of words in a conversation with Alan Shipnuck, all of this about the same time that he owned up having hired attorneys to help write the Saudi Golf League deal for the players who were lured away from the PGA Tour. Then there was the players' mandatory meeting earlier this week in which the PGA Tour's commissioner pretty much told them if they want to go. Now, we were not in the room. This is only what somebody said on, you know, don't say that I said this. I don't want my name out there. Told them all that if you want to go, there's a door. Okay. To which Greg Norman raised his hand and said, hey, if you think this is all over, maybe because no one walked out the door, think again. He accused Monahan of being a bully and threatening and contending. He contends, though, that the players can't be banned from the tour, not legally, even if they go off and play on the Saudi League. He starts his letter off with, surely you jest. Norman's opening salvo to Monahan. This is really amazing that this is going on. And Todd Leonard, senior editor and writer, Golf Digest, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate it. And you just summed up a really, really crazy 2 weeks on the PGA Tour and professional golf.
Have we ever seen anything like this ever?
No.
No.
No, because, you know, the controversies in golf usually involve actually playing golf rather than thinking about playing elsewhere or the business side of it and all that. I mean, the PGA Tour has been a very uncomfortable entity, you know, without having to deal with this stuff, not certainly over the last, you know, 30 years before Norman tried to do this before. So, no, it's fascinating. It's just been incredible. It's sad, but it's, you know, apparently it was a necessary evil to get to this point and trying to figure out what to do next.
Let's go way back. You're out of San Diego. Are you still in San Diego?
I am.
So
yeah.
You must have, you know, covered Phil Mickelson for a while.
For most of his professional career. I started covering golf full-time for the Union Tribune here in San Diego in 2000. But even before that, I worked at smaller papers here and covered Phil pretty much his whole career. Was at Pebble for his professional debut, the U.S. Open. So, been around Phil a very long time.
You know, does this seem out of character? Does any of this surprise you that Phil Mickelson is taking this lead to push, he says, the PGA Tour to do what they should be doing for the players?
No. I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all with Phil's personality, because he's always a guy who's pushed the envelope, whether it was equipment or the Ryder Cup, you know, stature and you know, ripping Tom Watson in front of him in a media press conference.
Yes.
Coming out with this comment about Tiger's equipment years ago. Phil's a rabble rouser. I think Alan Shipnick was the one who had the great line this week, which is Phil may be, you know, among the top 10% of smartest guys on the PGA Tour, but he thinks he's in the top 1%, which I thought was a great line, because it's so true. I mean, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room always. And I think he had good intentions with trying to, you know, leverage the tour for, you know, more money for everyone. I think he wanted to be, I think it was oddly an idea that would be his legacy beyond his playing. But, and just like Norman in that way, you know, but Norman wasn't a terribly well-liked guy, I don't think, in his prime. And I don't think Phil's a terribly liked guy, you know, throughout his years on the tour. So I just kind of compare it to the mutiny where, you know, the guy leading the mutiny whispers around the boat, you know, and everybody nods their head in agreement. And then when the mutiny comes, he's the one left, you know, standing, holding the bag.
Right.
You know, everybody else is kind of snickering.
Right.
And I think but having said all that, Danielle, he's fine until he makes those incredible comments to Shipnuck, either on or off the record. We only those two know how that conversation went. But it gets out, and Phil hasn't denied the comments, just that they weren't maybe on the record. And they're just so explosive and so incendiary to every constituency of the tour and the Saudis.
Yes.
So Bill blew up, as you said, I mean, he blew up everybody.
Yes.
Including himself. And so, you know, I just wonder what Amy Mickelson's saying to him about, you know, losing an eight-figure income over a phone call. To go back to your original question, no, it doesn't surprise me because it is still, and he just can't seem to shut up and not, you know, state whatever is better than everybody else's opinion is.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought up Amy Mickelson because I couldn't help but wonder, you know, what the wife is saying. You know, what were you thinking, dear?
I'm sure there have been numerous moments in the marriage like that, including the insider trading, which,
yes.
I've always thought with that one that I would think that all that stuff came completely out of the blue to Amy, that she had no knowledge of that whatsoever. That's just my speculation. But man, that could not have been a good few months for Phil.
No, you're sleeping in the garage, you know? Yeah.
Sleeping in the very big garage. Well, you know, her house probably has like 12 rooms, so he's got plenty of choices.
But then there was also the speculation that Phil was in trouble. Somehow, someone said something to the effect that, you know, he sold his plane and his jet. And it was like his fourth child. And for Phil to go out and sell that, he must be in some financial hardship for him to do that.
Yeah. And there's certainly been speculation now. It's just speculation. But, you know, to what degree Phil's financial issues are, given that he's so strident about getting all this money. Because let's face it, I mean, it sounded like he was almost going to be a partner in this stuff and was going to get incredible amounts of money, you know, for not even really having to, you know, I mean, he was going to play golf, obviously, but he didn't have to, you know, win or anything, which that's the thing now, Danielle, is that Phil has few prospects to actually win on the tour anymore. Now he's lost all his endorsements or most of them. So he's in a really interesting spot. If the Saudi League doesn't go, doesn't get off the ground, you know, what's Phil going to do? Because I don't know. He's kind of in this no man's land now of financially, maybe he has to go with the Saudis if they are going to have a tour, because that's the only way he's going to make back what he's lost in all of this endorsement stuff and playing.
Now, do you remember when this all started and we were talking about the players' rights to use their own, the images from that the PGA Tour says is theirs?
Yeah.
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 That's gotten kind of lost in all of this, hasn't it?
Well, I think it has, although I think Xander Schauffele had a comment that I thought was interesting about talking, you know, the tour's open to hearing about player imaging and stuff. But our Golf Digest, our really good writer, Joel Beall, looked at that aspect of it. And it's so misguided on Phil's part to compare it to team sports, for instance, because, you know, players are paid by teams, whereas, you know, the PGA Tour players are independent contractors. And so on one hand, you can argue that that's a benefit to them. But the other side of it is that the tour, is the one that negotiates the TV rights. And if Phil Mickelson is only playing on his own channel, right?
Yes.
If he just wants to play on his own channel and control that, no one's going to watch that. He's part of a bigger entity of this whole broadcast system of the PGA Tour. that has benefited him immeasurably. And so it's just so misguided to want to blow that up. You know, I think that the tour is really aware that they need to hear the players more, but the other side of it is that the players have, incredible benefits that, no one wants to throw away, which is why, ultimately, the very top guys aren't going to follow Phil to Saudi.
No. And I don't think the guys on any level, the Saudis would only want to get the top guys because what else is the draw? And
exactly.
Yeah. And since they are already, swimming in money in our world, my world.
Yeah.
It's somebody pointed out that they've got, not only the best pension plan, but there's even a walkway from the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour. You can play golf and make money and have a good time and be treated like kings until you decide you don't want to be there anymore. It's a fantasy world that most of us, if we had employers, and they're not even working for somebody, as you said, they're independent contractors. And now, Greg Norman, surely you jest. I mean, who's used that? There was a joke out of that a long time ago. He says that there's no way they can be banned from coming back to the... But if the PGA Tour doesn't want them, then they wouldn't be able to come back. Well, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, that's another story that we've done in the past week or so. It's certainly up for legal debate. But the people that we've talked to, from Golf Digest, as Golf Digest to the lawyers, I mean, they think that Tour has a pretty strong case that it can do whatever it wants in this instance, as far as suspending players or banning them or keeping them from playing. I think Norman's, argument is that it's antitrust and that that the tour is going to lose its status of a nonprofit, which is kind of a joke. That the tour is a nonprofit.
Yes.
But that's an argument for another day.
But
does the tour face some exposure? Probably, and they're dreading it, I'm sure. But, it's my understanding from what we reported that, it's not necessarily, a slam dunk either way. But then it comes down to are Norman and the Saudis going to sue the tour over getting the 45th guy on the money list if no one else wants to come? So it just seems like a pointless venture if you can't get the top guys, and it's become clear that they're not going to.
So I just
can't see them fighting over, mid-range guys who aren't going to bring them anything. They're not going to bring them prestige. They're not going to bring them ratings or eyeballs. That's the thing is, like, people, this week's tournament is a good example of the ratings are going to be pretty darn low because hardly any names are in contention. And that's just the reality of it.
Yeah, it's called sports. I mean, if the teams are at the top of the league, then everybody's watching. If they're not, then they don't have eyes. It's like, and players as independent contractors, you make an agreement that I'm going to play by this association, the PGA Tours group. You have rules that you have to play by, and they used to be pretty. I'm surprised I see beards. Now, wasn't there a time when beards were not allowed?
I don't know if a lot, but that may be the case. Actually, that may be the case. It's great now because everybody looks so unique, or a lot of guys, right?
Right.
Either by clothing or by dress or by hair. And I think that's great. You know, I mean, the more individuality that the fan can recognize, to me, the better off they are, right?
Agreed.
Everybody's not, you know, Santa bell bottom, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you look back at those old highlights, whether it's Lanny Watkins or Tom Watson or whatever, I mean, they all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all dress the same. So it's I like the tour now as far as the individuality. And also, I mean, how much guys, you know, there's some great speakers now, some great voices on the tour who are a lot more rational than still. And so, you know, they're fun to listen to. I enjoy covering them.
I do too. Todd Leonard, senior editor and writer at Golf Digest. What a fun conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You bet, Danielle. Happy Hawaii. My wife and I will be in Kauai in a month or so, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, cool. Where are you staying? I mean, if you don't mind, are you staying in a hotel?
No, we stay in Airbnbs.
Oh.
So we'll be up in Princeville the first few days, and then the south of Kauai is our favorite place in the world. So
yes. You going to play Poipu?
Yes, Poipu and Makai. Makai is one of maybe my favorite course in Hawaii. But yeah. I mean, I haven't. It's not like I have a long resume of courses there, but I love Makai.
Makai course is gorgeous. That's up on the north, and then on the south there's the Poipu Bay. It's awesome. And everybody's out having a good time. Again, a pleasure. I hope we'll talk again.
All right, Danielle. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Aloha. All righty. We're going to come back. You know, we talk about golf courses, and we talk to golf course designers, and we talk about their philosophies and all that stuff. But the guys who are actually, like, you know, digging in the dirt and making the golf course and doing the shaping and making sure it's perfect, you know how that perfection look? Just mind-boggling, isn't it? Yeah. Well, Jeff Karchner is a Finnish golf course shaper, and he's going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. He has worked on some incredible places, in incredible places on incredible courses. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KORL YNI Honolulu.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghoff, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, I've got to mention the World Golf Hall of Fame Class of 2021 is finally getting inducted. It'll be held at the Global Home corporate headquarters of the PGA Tour. David Faraday will be there to help induct competitors Susie Maxwell-Berning and Tiger Woods, contributors Tim Fincham, and the late Marion Hollins. Lifetime Achievement Awards go to Dick Ferris and Peter Uberoth, the first two Lifetime Achievement Award recipients. And Renee Powell will also be honored for the Spirit in Advancing Diversity in Golf, the inaugural recipient of the Charlie Sifford Award presented by Southern Company. Jeff Karsner, Finnish golf course shaper, Elite Golf Services, a lead shaper and field manager at Calusa Pines Golf Course, for instance, under Herdston and Fry Design. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you.
I'm just so impressed with so many of the different places that you have worked. I mean, what was it like when you were the lead shaper, Dana Fry Golf Design of Hong Kong, when you were in Kwee Tong Golf Course in Shanghai?
That was a fun project, actually. The Chinese people were a little hard to deal with, but that was that's just part of the game. I think that course there is holds a LPGA tournament there every year, so. It was a nice job.
Yeah. Now, when you say, I know the Chinese government has always been very difficult about golf courses and building them. They don't really approve. Was that kind of the difficulties that you encountered there?
Well, what it was is, you know, the people, they're so poor, you know, and we knocked down the whole clubhouse and we using the rubble from, we crushed it. And some of the rebar was still in the stuff we used up for the cart path. And there was, this is not an exaggeration. There was 300 people there every day picking up pieces of metal just to buy a bag of rice. And that's just the way it was. You felt bad about it, but.
Wow. And we're talking about right now in 2012. I mean, that wasn't like, you know, 100 years ago is what we always think. We always hear about how great the economy is there. All right. So that is just one. Then you went, you've been in Seoul, Korea, the AM Construction Management at Club Mo. And I'm going to, you know, I'm butchering these names. What did you do there?
I was the lead shaper there.
Lead shaper?
Also.
And
yep.
when we talk about a lead shaper for people who are not familiar, what does that mean?
The lead shaper is the guy that pretty much does the most of all the greens are his detail in the bunkers, and the placement of them, angles of them. You know, because I like to stack bunkers a lot, so that's just one of my things. Dana loves that, so. I get it easy with that. But it's just kind of the lead shaper is kind of the boss of the other guys. So,
So you do a lot of talking with the architect, I imagine, about what's going to be done and how you're going to do it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been blessed. I'm going to go and say I haven't been. I spent years with Tom Fazio and then went with Dana, and both operations are not built by plans. They're golf course designers, and they use the shaper to their best ability. So they want to give him an idea and then come back, and then they totally blow it up. They might, or they might just say, you know what, just tweak that a little bit there, and call it good, drain it.
Wow.
So that's kind of the way that I've been blessed that way.
Well, that's very cool. So the architect has an idea of the way it, and you guys talk about it, and then he says, go to it. And he comes back to see what you've done. And as you said, he might blow it up. Or he might say, hey, you know, tweak it a little here. That must make you feel like an artist.
Well, I'll never forget the first day I was at Calusa Mines. First day I met with Dana that day, and he brought us in, and me and Steve Coe, who was a good friend of mine, working, he was a shaper also, and we brought him in. He goes, I want to sit you guys down. He goes, this golf course can only be as good as you guys make it. And then I said, oh, okay. There's no pressure there, is there?
No, no. No, but wow, wow.
We moved a lot of dirt on that golf course.
Calusa Pines Golf Club is the one we're talking about. This is Naples, Florida, Calusa Pines. And I really urge you to go online, and it's C-A-L-U-S-A Pines, and look at this golf course. Really very difficult to describe it, but it's, would you say there's a lot of elevation changes in a very short period? And
yeah. You stand up on 16T, on the Pro T, and you're at elevation 58, and you're hitting down to elevation green at 16. It's a green that's out in the water, so it's not a long shot, but it's a tough one.
Yeah, 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 and so. Because you actually pointed out Calusa Pines Golf Club, it's one of the top 100 golf courses, I think, as rated by I'm not sure whom, but that's a wonderful distinction. How did you get involved? I think what was really interesting to see is you went to college, you got into a little business management, and then you went into. Let's see, you graduated from Ohio State with a degree in applied science in turf grass management after studying business management in the first year. So when did you know you wanted to get into golf course construction and design and earn a reputation of, as you put it, a reputation of excellence in all aspects of golf course construction and design?
Well, the thing was... when I was in high school, I was a football player, so there was six guys that they picked. They wanted to watch what they're doing for the summer, and one of the guys worked at this country club, and he had two guys that worked on a tennis court, two guys that worked in the pool, and I chose golf. And I'd never done anything but golf. That's just the way it
is. So was that your first experience with golf?
Yeah, I just worked as one of the crew, mowing greens, and then we had a renovation job coming up, and I had to go locate all the pipe and everything, and so I said, you know what? I just said that to myself. I said, I want to know how these things work underneath. I got to know everything about the golf course. So that's where I started.
Wow.
Thinking about.
So how does it work underneath?
Well, I mean, just the irrigation. I just said, how do they build this? You know, some of the golf courses were built with horses and stuff. So, you know, but it was just a passion of mine. It still is a passion of mine.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's just interesting that in high school, you're playing football. You're chosen to go work. You got a choice at a country club, and you chose golf, and from there you discovered your passion.
Yeah, I was there 7 years. I stayed there all the way through college, and a year after I became the interim superintendent, and then that's when I kind of checked out of mowing grass. I just said I didn't want to do this anymore.
Mowing grass.
Let's move some dirt. That sounds fun.
So, because, people often wonder, my kid hasn't, or I haven't found my thing. You know, I'm wandering around aimlessly. I don't know what my thing is. And you had never had any experience with golf. And here somebody says, and you choose golf and you find out that it's not the golf necessarily. It's the course. It's the earth that you get to move about and shape. Now, sometimes we watch, how do you, and are just amazed when we see the shaping, how do you keep it so cut so nicely? How do you cut it so it looks so perfect?
Well, that's usually the guys behind me. I mean, when I built Clusa Pines, I had worked for another company for 6 years, and I trained this crew. I called them the Strike Force, and they would come behind me. I build things kind of differently than a lot of guys do. I don't throw, 100 people at it. I keep it really maintainable, down about 25 people at the most, and that way you can see them all and see what they're doing. So those guys are key too. You got to have a good team behind you as well, and they keep that clean edge. I teach them how to always make it a square edge, like at the bunker lip, and just tricks of the trade.
The bunker lip. Everybody's listening, going, "Oh, the bunker lip." Yes, my ball gets stuck under there sometimes. Do you think of people playing the course while you're making it?
Oh yeah, I'm all about shot value. I'm a golfer, fairly good golfer, but I think about, what would really piss me off about that?
Yes?
The cover of that book, that Creating Clusa Pines book.
Yeah.
If you look at that hole and you see the green, where the green is, and you see the bunkering on the right, it's a 225-yard shot from the back tees. but when you look at it, it looks like the whole right side of the place is bunkered.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not. It's not. It's just that's my fun thing to do, is trick people's vision,
Wow.
But actually, when you go up behind the bunkers, the bunker with the trees in it, there's a good 50 yards of thing before the next bunker starts. So you got a bailout area over there. But you can't see it from the tee.
Yeah, that's like why they have caddies to go scout, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If you're going to miss it, you miss it right, dog.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're in there knowing how to play, and what will anger you the most? And you're going to build, you're going to make it tough. And that's wonderful. Do you also make it forgiving for those of us who aren't that good? Are there places where we would?
It all depends. On that certain course, and there's certain courses that they want a tournament there. They want to bring people in, and then you pretty much make it difficult.
Yeah.
And then you can make it not so difficult. That just coming back with just a members club, give them a little bit of punch in the mouth, but not a full beat down.
Don't want to hurt them too bad. See, just in case anybody was wondering, it's not the superintendents that are making your life hard. No.
And it started way before then.
And it's not even the architect. It's the guys who are really in the dirt doing it.
The greens that I did at Clusa Pines are treacherous. You can't see the breaks in them. You can't. It's just hard to read. Because I made them very hard to read. And that's what all the pros, when they love to play that course, especially before the Masters, because you got different breaks like that. I built a number 11 at Clusa and just pretty much replicated number 16 at Augusta.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And
that, yes.
And do with a high deep bunker left, lake left, and a green that kind of turns back to the behind the bunker. So that's one of my favorite greens that I built. But,
can you do any skip the ball across the pond? If we're going to go to Augusta, let's go skip the gobble, right? No?
No.
Well, you are a pleasure talking to you. Such insight. And Jeff Karsner, Finnish golf course shaper. So you do the finishing work.
I do everything.
You do everything.
I go out and get, you know, the guys that are working with me, you know, they rough. I've got drive stakes and put everything where I want it. So I ain't got to do too much pushing when I get there. So it's pretty much set.
That's nice.
The guys are ahead of me, yeah.
That's nice. To have a good crew. That's what it's all about. So what's your next project?
I'm going Wednesday. I'm going down to I just learned this yesterday. There's a job down in Hollywood, Florida. It's an existing course, but with Greg Norman's architect, and then I'll be the lead shaper there. So,
congratulations! Bravo! Wonderful! And I was just looking over your resume, and I am very, very impressed, because you've been doing this since, a long time. I mean, first 1985, going into lead shaper, and shaper in 1990, truly working all the way through. Congratulations on all the work you've done. And believe me, some people may, not know what a shaper is, but we do know now. And we thank you for all the challenges that you built in.
You should catch me now. Damn, Jeff.
Or maybe we don't thank you for all the challenges. But it's fun getting to know you, and you'll have to be back on again and tell us how the project is going. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll be in touch.
All right. Aloha. Thank you. Got to thank the people who make this show possible. We got to thank our sponsors. And we are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. Best way to get good at this game is to learn from a teaching professional who spent a lot of time becoming a PGA. It's hard. I talked to one gentleman. He said, becoming a PGA is hard. So you take a lot of courses. You've got to pass your playing test. I mean, it's not just in the classroom. It's out in the field. You got to prove it. So thank you to the Aloha Section PGA for being there for us always. And you got to put this on our calendar just as soon as we know. We don't have the date yet. We do know that a lot of stuff's come in, but everything's not quite in place for the long-heralded Aloha Power Equipment Megastore Grand Opening. Aloha Power Equipment's new Megastore is across the street from Home Depot, but it's right next door to Costco's gas station. All right. And it's so easy. And it's really they've done a lot of work in there. You can go inside and be blown away by your options. All the big manufacturers are in. They've all got their own area. So and it's easy to find them. You'll find all the Aloha Power equipment you count on, like riding mowers and the robotic mowers and the chainsaws and the weed whackers and generators and a whole lot more. Probably everything, Jeff needed to finish his golf course right there at Aloha Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment in Waipahu. It's open, yes. Their mega store on Alakava, that is right next door to Costco. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. MD Restoration for flood or fire disasters. You need help. You need help from MD Restoration anytime, day or night. Disaster strikes your home, your office, you call MD Restoration, licensed contractors. So not only do they come and take care of that problem of drying everything with the fans and getting all that taken care of, after that, because they're licensed contractors, they'll do the repair work for you. And you already know, the people. So they'll do cleanup, they'll do repair. The number is 528-3434. You can always hear us. We're at radiogolfclub.com. That's where the live stream comes from. Just click on the listen link and it'll take you to the podcast as well. Every show has a podcast page, and you'll see the guests and the information, and then you can click and you can listen. And I'm pretty sure it's an MP3, and you can fast forward if you want. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.